Information discussed in this podcast may be sensitive in nature to some listeners. Listener discretion is advised. It was 2016, and Nanette Thomas enjoyed living a private life. She was a hardworking woman, reliable and dependable, and she was an empty nester. Nanette was serving as a frontline supervisor at Glovis America, a company that produced Hyundai cars in Montgomery, Alabama. She began her career there through a staffing agency, but quickly became a respected full-time employee. Everyone seemed to like Nanette. On April 2nd, 2016, an employee at Glovis America, a young man, went missing. Nanette was active in raising awareness of his disappearance at that time. On April 7th, Nanette didn't show up for work. She was listed as a no-call, no-show, which was something Nanette had never done before. Everyone was concerned. Their concern grew even more the next day when once again, Nanette didn't show up for work. Her boss was able to reach Nanette's son and inquire about her whereabouts, wondering if she was okay. Her son, Arkeem, was shocked. This was absolutely not like his mother. He was at work when he received that call, and he immediately left to head over to his mother's apartment and check on her. When Arkeem arrived there, he noticed that her car was missing, and sure enough, Nanette wasn't home. Nothing really looked amiss, however, and Arkeem left confused. He also had a bad feeling. He was close to his mother, and although she kept her personal life private, she had never not answered his calls before. And he knew that she would never just not show up for work. That day, April 8th, 2016, Arkeem reported his mother as missing. Her car would actually show up a few days later, but provided few additional clues to Nanette's whereabouts. Everyone was baffled. Was this connected to the other young man's disappearance from Glovis America, or did Nanette have something going on in her personal life that no one was aware of? Or did Nanette just leave town for some unknown reason? Where is Nanette Yvette Thomas? Hello, and welcome back to the Where Are They podcast and another unsolved missing persons case. I've actually talked about Nanette Thomas before. Her story is baffling, but her case is rarely talked about in the media, and public information about her disappearance is slim. But there is something about her story. It truly seems as if something is very wrong here, and Nanette's family needs answers. If something nefarious happened to Nanette, she also needs justice, and a criminal or criminals might need to be taken off the streets. Before we jump into Nanette's story, I do want to give a shout out and a huge welcome to our newest Patreon member, Susan P. Thank you for joining us over on Patreon and supporting our show. As always, it's the cases like Nanette's that I want to cover most, the ones that few people know about, the ones that mainstream media doesn't cover for some reason, the ones that are unsolved, and the ones that need a resolution. If you have a lesser known case that you'd like to recommend, please send that over to me via the socials or email me. All of those links can be found in the show notes. Nanette Yvette Thomas was 51 years old in 2016 and working at Glovis America in Montgomery, Alabama. She lived alone at Eastdale Apartment Complex, although her family lived close by. Nanette was always a kind and friendly person to everyone she met, and she was always a dedicated and hard worker. Nanette's son and some of her extended family were very important to Nanette. Even though she lived alone and kept her personal life private, Her family was tight-knit, and they spoke often. In April of 2016, a strange occurrence happened at Glovis America. One of their employees became a missing person. Rikem Samuels was reported missing, and Glovis America assisted the family in searching and spreading the word about his disappearance. Nanette knew Rikem, and she took part in these efforts to search for him. Those first few days of searching for Rikem was a complete mystery. No one knew where to look, where he might be, or what may have even happened to him. But that wasn't the only shock that the employees at Glovis America would have in the month of April. Another one of their employees would soon also go missing. The disappearance. Thursday, April 7th, 2016 would start as a normal day for most people, but not for everyone at Glovis America. Nanette Thomas, one of their frontline supervisors, failed to show up for work. She also hadn't called in or notified anyone that she wouldn't be there that day, so immediately her coworkers were concerned. She had never done anything like this before. Her boss tried to contact her over and over again, but was continually unsuccessful. Friday, April 8th, 2016, Nanette failed to show up for a second time, and still no one could reach her. After doing some digging, her boss located a phone number for her son, Arkeem. At this point, they were all quite worried that something might be wrong with Nanette. She might need help. They reached Arkeem, and he immediately left work and headed over to his mother's apartment. When he arrived, he noticed first that her car was missing, and then realized Nanette wasn't home. Her apartment didn't really look unusual, however, and he found no clues pointing as to her whereabouts or where she may have gone. Since Nanette had never done anything like this before, Arkeem knew this was an emergency. He instantly recalled a few days earlier when Nanette had been visiting him and she seemed a bit distracted, a bit distant. He couldn't really put his finger on it at the time, and Nanette assured him that she was okay. Arkeem just figured that something must have been on her mind. Everyone will say that Nanette was a private person when it came to her personal life. So Arkeem wasn't sure if maybe she had been seeing someone, but thought that she might have been, and that might be why she had seemed distant. It was that evening he called the authorities to officially report his mother as missing. Nanette Thomas had disappeared. The search. The search for Nanette began at her apartment, although no clues were found. An APB, an all-points bulletin, was put out for her car, and Montgomery police were all on the lookout for it. No one at Glovis America had any idea where Nanette may have gone, or even any clues pointing to people in her life that they could even go question. Did she have any close friends or confidants that might know where Nanette was? No one knew. Authorities were turning up zero evidence and zero leads. It was as if Nanette vanished into thin air. The local media did pick up Nanette's story briefly, mostly because she vanished just 6 days after her coworker, Rikem. We will talk more about Rikem in a minute, but of course, this had everyone talking. Could this just be a coincidence? How do two employees from the same company go missing less than a week apart? I do believe this is what prompted some local media coverage on both Nanette and Rakim's cases. The first real clue, however, would come in on April 12th, 4 days after Nanette was reported missing. Her car was found parked on Eastland Road South, not far from her apartment complex, but the car yielded no additional clues as to Nanette's whereabouts. There were no hits on her social security number anywhere, nor on her driver's license. The search for Nanette was only leading to dead ends for both family and detectives. The main question everyone had was, who, if anyone, was in Nanette's life at the time she vanished? And of course, was there a possible connection between Nanette and Rakeem Samuels? Rakeem Samuels. Rakeem Samuels was last seen on Saturday, April 2nd, 2016. Rakeem was an employee at Glovis and he worked with Nanette. He was just 19 years old when he disappeared. Rakeem wouldn't be officially reported missing, however, until April 4th, 2016. Detectives would learn through their investigation that Rakeem was running errands on that Saturday, and around 1:30 p.m., he was seen on surveillance leaving Walmart on Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery. He was seen getting into a dark Nissan car, which apparently was being driven by a coworker from Glovis, and was seen driving away from the store. While police investigated, they did confirm that he was with a female Glovis coworker that day. They did learn that there was another person in the car, but they could not identify who that was. The car is described as a four-door Nissan with tinted windows. I do find it interesting that Rakeem was not the only Glovis America passenger in that car. And yet another connection to Nanette, this Walmart that Rakeem was seen leaving from was just 5 miles from Nanette's apartment. So the search for Rakeem would begin, and there would be no clues or evidence leading to Rakeem, at least not right away. A week later, Nanette Thomas would vanish. The search for Nanette would also begin with the same results, nothing. All of that would change on June 30th, 2016, almost 3 months after being missing. Rakeem's body was found in Montgomery, Alabama. He was deceased, and police ruled it a homicide. Investigators have stated that they believe Rakeem knew his killers, although to date, his case remains unsolved. His mom, Erica, raised Rakeem as a single mother and said her son was responsible, caring, and had a bright future. Police have since also said that they do not believe that the cases of Nanette Thomas and Rakeem Samuels are related, but you have to admit, it is quite the coincidence. After doing a little bit of research on Glovis America, I can tell you that there are anywhere between 1 to 5,000 active employees in the company, which is headquartered in Irvine, California. But the Montgomery, Alabama facility only employs between 4 to 500. But still, even in a company of 500, to have two employees go missing less than a week apart seems like it would be definitely unusual. Montgomery, Alabama. Alabama is a hot and humid state on the southern shores of the U.S. Montgomery, Alabama sits in the south central area of the state, and it does serve as the capital city. Montgomery has a population of around 196,000 residents. As with any city, Montgomery has its fair share of crime. NeighborhoodScout.com rates the city with a 9. This means that Montgomery is safer than only 9% of other U.S. cities similar in size. Their statistics also show that you have a 1 in 179 chance of being a victim of a violent crime in Montgomery, higher than the entire rest of the state, which for the state of Alabama is a 1 in 244 chance of being a victim of a violent crime. Montgomery, Alabama also sits on the Alabama River. The Alabama River is a tributary that joins with several other rivers in the state. The depth of that river, especially in the Montgomery area, ranges from 3 feet all the way up to 40 feet deep. Montgomery is best known for being the birthplace of the civil rights movement. It was here that Rosa Parks was arrested for not giving up her seat on the bus for a white man. Montgomery has a rich, rich history, and as a city, it offers up several museums and points of interest to commemorate these important historical events. In 2016, Nanette Thomas was living in Montgomery, Alabama. She was working at Glovis America and living in an apartment on Eastdale Road South. Her car was also found right down the road from her apartment. It isn't believed that any surveillance footage was found to provide any answers or any additional clues. For instance, if Nanette parked there, was she alone? Which direction did she go from there? Did someone else maybe park the car there? Maybe it wasn't even Nanette. And when was it parked there? This is a busy metro area, so I'm surprised there is no known surveillance footage. All of these remain unanswered questions. That Walmart that Rakim was last seen at was just under 5 miles from Nanette's apartment. All of these are located in Montgomery proper, in the city, and they're all on the east side of the city. We don't have much information beyond this on the disappearance of Nanette Thomas. But regardless of how much we know or how little we know, she's a missing woman who needs found and her family needs answers. It is possible, with a media push and a little more coverage and a little more knowledge of her case, that some additional clues can be drummed up. Her son, now married, has a daughter of his own. He recalls how much his mother loved children and would have enjoyed her little granddaughter, who Arkeem believes looks a lot like his mother. What do you think happened to Nanette Thomas? Did she just walk away, essentially vanishing into thin air? Did she leave on her own? Did she meet with foul play? Nanette is described as a Black woman, standing 5'6" tall, and weighing around 220 pounds when she was last seen in April of 2016. She was 51 years old then, and she would today be 59. She was last seen wearing a white tank top, a pink pullover shirt, and white capri pants. It is unclear how we know this information and where it came from or who saw her. If you do have any information as to the whereabouts of Nanette Thomas, please call the Montgomery Police Department at 334-241-2651 or the Alabama Crime Stoppers, which always promises anonymity and offers up reward money. You can call them at 1-800-392-7867. If you have any information about the homicide of Rakim Samuels, you can also call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-392-7867. That's 1-800-392-STOP. Thank you so much for listening to Nanette's story today. It makes no sense to me how this adult woman, just living her life, vanishes without a trace. She has been missing for more than 8 years now. Keep sharing her story. We need to continue the push for answers. We need to not let Nanette's story go by the wayside. Someone out there has to know something. If you've made it this far and would like to help our podcast expand its reach, consider leaving us a 5-star review on whichever podcast platform you are listening on. This helps the episodes reach more people, and it even helps the titles get more exposure, which always includes the names of the missing. Even if the title isn't clicked on, the title will be ranking higher in Google searches, getting the missing person more attention. Missing person cases, especially cold cases, are all about exposure. Again, a big welcome to our newest Patreon member, Susan P. Thank you for joining us over there and supporting our show. If you are interested in ad-free episodes and bonus episodes, you can find all of that over on our Patreon. The link is in the show notes. As always, if you have any feedback or case suggestions, please send them over to me via the social medias or email me at canwefindthem@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening to Nanette's story today. I am hopeful that we will have answers very, very soon. I think we just need to continue pushing Nanette's name out there, keeping her story in the media, and pressing for answers. We will be back again very soon with another unsolved missing persons case. And until then, stay safe and hug your loved ones.